grown-ups, older kids. Are you worth it? Are you worth it? Do you want to try some Bible trivia too?
Yes.
All right, let's try this one. No, you already got your candy, man. We got to let some of the grown-ups try. All right. What holiday celebrates Jesus' resurrection? Who knows that one? What holiday? Bob?
Easter.
There you go. Who is the disciple that we sometimes call doubting? I don't know who said it, but Romaine got the candy, right? Okay. One more time. How about this one? Oh, we'll do this one. What was Jesus' first miracle? Who knows that one? You get it. Water into wine. That's right. You got it before you answered. Right in your purse, Miss O'Brien. Okay. Okay. One more about the church instead of the Bible. What is our music director's name? Who knows that one? Tracy, everyone knows that one. All right, let's just pass this around, guys. So anyone, we'll start with up here in the front. I gave it to John first, so now no one else is going to get it. All right, so candy, even before you get the answer right. Candy before you even had to do anything. You didn't even have to dress up in a costume or trek around your neighborhood or say trick or treat, just candy. So, really, are we worth it? Because you know we're talking about more than candy this morning, right? We all have times when we don't believe that we're worth it, don't we? Despite trying to forget, we might remember those hurtful words from our childhood that told us that we didn't matter or we didn't count. We tried not to hear the rejection of our loved ones, old friends, former significant others, maybe even our own family, who couldn't accept us for who we are. But somehow those words sunk in. We glimpse our own reflection in the mirror, and before we can stop it, that little judge in our own heads weighs in. Too fat, too thin, too old, too young, wrong hair, wrong face, wrong clothing. We know our own deepest faults and failures, the hurtful words we have said, the harmful things we have done, the things we can't undo. But at least on a good day, we pick ourselves up, don't we? We give ourselves a little pep talk, maybe post an encouraging quote to our Facebook or Instagram feed. We tell ourselves that we'll be better. We'll go to church more. We'll make a donation. We'll be more grateful. We'll lose the weight. We'll change. We'll show ourselves. We'll show the world that we are worth it. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through a territory between Samaria and Galilee. That's a place on the edge of society, a place between two different nations and two different people, a place in the middle of nowhere. 10 men with leprosy approach him. 10 men who lived in this nowhere, exiled from their family, their friends, from society because of the painful and highly contagious disease that plagued them. They called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Only the priests could declare them officially clean, fit to re-enter society. So the men, likely confused at first, turn and go. And as they go, they are made clean. Jesus didn't stop to quiz them on Bible trivia, did he? He doesn't ask them if they believe in him. He doesn't check their credentials to make sure they're from his church or his people. He doesn't pause to measure their faith. It's just, go. You're healed. Jesus doesn't wait to see if we will actually go to church more or make that donation. He doesn't watch to see if we actually become more grateful or lose the weight or make that change. Jesus already knows the most hurtful things we have said and the most harmful things others have done to us. Jesus doesn't wait. He offers us love unconditional, life eternal, grace and forgiveness unbounded, and health that is more than simply physical healing. And he offered it before we gave the right answer. Before we showed anyone that we were worth it. He already knew that we were worth it. God chose to enter this earthly existence with us because you are worth it. That is what washed over us in the waters of baptism, the waters that we stand beside as we say those words of confession at our services start each week. For many of us, those waters washed over us at an age where we couldn't really do or earn or prove much of anything. We were claimed as God's beloved children then, as eternally worth it. And as the people of God, that is a realization we must come to time and again. That is why at the beginning of our service each week, we speak those words of confession and receive those words of forgiveness from God. That is why our baptism is not a one-day event, but something we grow into over the course of our entire lifetime. That is why we now live our lives as people who are worth it. How? How do we live as people who are worth it? Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Did none of them return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." How? How do people who are worth it live? We live as this one who returned to give thanks and praise did. This one foreigner, this outsider, this outcast, the one that Jesus' followers and friends would have least expected to get it. We gather here in this place, in our faith communities, to give thanks and praise to God. And then we go out. We go on our way to live as if every person that we meet is worth it too. Because people out there, they need to know that they're worth it just as much as people in here do. You don't spread the kingdom of God by threatening hell and damnation. You spread the kingdom of God by making sure that every person you meet knows that they are worth it. And by that, I don't mean just simple niceness and respect, though those are good things. That's a good place to start. By that, I mean a radical way of being in the world that treats everyone in the world as if they are worth it. A way of living as if others are worth it, even when it looks like they aren't. Even when the world says they aren't. Even when their own actions or words say they aren't. Even when we don't think they are worth it. That means not fearing or resenting immigrants and refugees, but welcoming them, loving them, knowing that they are worth it just as much as anyone born in our own nation, that regardless of their life circumstances, they are just as worth care and dignity, food and clothing, respect, being with their family, living somewhere they feel safe, It means welcoming them as God has already welcomed us. That means extending the church's ministries to reach lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer folks, folks of varying genders and sexualities, especially because those are folks whom the church has historically rejected and harmed. It means repenting for the church's rejection of them and becoming a more welcoming and loving place for them. It means seeing people of other religions as worth it. People are no less worth it for loving God differently, for celebrating different holidays, even worshiping a different God. That means knowing that the family who never came back to church after their kid's baptism or confirmation, right? That family is worth it just as much as the folks who show up every Sunday. That means recognizing people of different political persuasions other than our own as beloved children of God. And that's going to get no easier in the year to come, right? Is it? No, it's not. So let's start practicing it now. Was there someone in there that I mentioned that it was hard for you to recognize as worth it? There was for me. That tells us we're on the right track. Because living as God's people, living like we are worth it, it's not an easy thing. It is a difficult thing. It's difficult work. And we're only able to do that difficult work because we know that God believes we are worth it too. Even and especially in moments when we think we aren't worth it, God knows we are worth it too. Our gratitude for that is all that we need to fuel lives of thankfulness and praise and service. So the next time you wonder if you might have the right answer, or if you can still pray after having been silent with God so long, if you're still welcome to walk through the doors of a church, or if you, with all your failures and faults and shortcomings, are worth it, let me tell you now, you are. Jesus has already deemed you worth it. Jesus has already done all that needs doing. Now you just get to go and live like it. Thanks be to God. Amen.